Yeah, it was a good result, I think. Yeah, obviously we had the chance to win it, but I think looking back at the end of the season, you'll see that as a good point against a good team.
Yeah, I guess confidence-wise, it's a big boost, isn't it? Because they're really high-flying at Bristol City.
Yeah, unbeaten, and like I said, we gave them a good goal, really, and we could have won it at the end, but I think could do with a bit more luck in the team, and I think we've not had much start of the season. Hopefully that'll start to kick on and we can keep playing well and the results will come.
How's it been recently for you? Because you extended your loan and then you had a spell on the sidelines, you had to sit and watch on from the side. How's it been?
Yeah, that's how things go. You're out the team, you're in. It's really fast paced. There's so many games, especially in the leagues below, so there's no time to be down, and you've just got to carry on training, and when your chance comes, try and put in a performance.
Is it frustrating though at times when you've performed so well when you first arrived here, the loan gets extended and then you do have to sit out?
Yeah, but it happens every day, every game really. The lads, someone's always unhappy at the weekend to not be playing, so you should be unhappy really when you're not playing, so I think that's how it is. It just motivates you to do more and show more, and when you do get the chance to prove that you should be starting.
In terms of performance-wise of the side this season, then, do you think it's a side that's growing? Do you think it's a side that's improving as the season is going on?
Yeah, I think we're just slowly getting into a rhythm now. The football's coming. The football and the play has always been there, the positive stuff, but obviously we just need to fine-tune a few things, and that's starting to happen, and I think we'll be able to kick on from here now.
This weekend as well, it's a nice tasty game, a nice South Yorkshire derby against Sheffield United. It's a big one, is this?
Yeah, obviously the rivalry is in it, but with this league it's so competitive, you've got to have that mentality for every single game. So they're doing well. We've just come off the back of a good performance and a good point, so it should be an interesting game and hopefully come back with 3 points.
Is that easy to do then, to stay level-headed and not try and build it up as such a big game?
I think so. Like I said, the games come too quickly for you to think about much. You don't want to get carried away because there's a loss round the corner, a drop point. So as long as you keep your head and training stays intense and everyone's competitive, you shouldn't go far wrong.
Danny Wilson had said to us this week was a bit of a down week. He got back to a few basics with you, worked on a few things on the training grounds, not you personally, the team. It was a little bit more of a relaxed week, I suppose, without a midweek game.
Yeah, we've not had many, I don't think. It's good to get into the routine of the Saturday, and you can have a proper week leading up to the game. You can work on things that we need to look at, and everything's gone to plan, so hopefully finish off the week well and head into the game full strength.
The atmosphere at Bramall Lane is going to be something special. What sort of derby games have you played in before? I was trying to think of which games you might have been involved in.
Not many, really. When I was at Hull, we played Leeds, but never any really focused rivalries, but I'm looking forward to it. The lads that have played against them said it's a good stadium and it's always a good atmosphere, so it should be interesting.
How much do you sense the crowd? How much do you sense things like that in games? I imagine you go to a lot of grounds where it's fairly empty. There aren't the biggest crowds in League One at times, are there?
Yeah, I think it's when you're away from home, I think it's good. I think a lot of the lads enjoy being away from home because there's the less pressure, and if we start well, play well, the opposition fans get on the team's back and it can be unnerving for them. But if you start well at home, obviously the positive attitude can be pushed on from the fans. So if we can start well and turn them round and be on the front foot, then hopefully turn the fans against them and we'll have the upper hand.
Yeah, is that the key thing this weekend? It will be a big crowd in there, won't it? You need to almost silence them.
Yeah, the quicker the start, the better for us. And if we get on top, we know they won't be happy with them and they maybe try to force things and that play directly into us, and we'll be able to start our football and hopefully put on another good performance.
And there'll be about 2,500 travelling fans as well, so they'll be in good voice, you would have thought.
Yeah, the away fans have been brilliant with all the games so far. We've had quite a few of them and hopefully be able to put on a good performance for them and make it a good reason to travel there.
It'll be a tough game though, not just because it's a derby game, but because they're up in the playoff places right now, Sheffield United, and in a great run as well.
Yeah, like I said, we're both coming off good results and good performances, so it'll be interesting, but we need to be, I think, positive and know if we play well we can beat any team in this league, so that'll be the case at the weekend, then it'll be a good job done.